What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Let's rise. Let's step into that elevator and rise. Where would you like to rise to? Anyway, I am Sandy Bird. I am your host here on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. And who is that Sandy Bird? I am a transformational empowerment coach that will help you transform your life. See, that's what I do. It's all about where you want to go in your life. And where is that? And I could come on here and tell you about the 200 gazillion certifications I have, but what does that really matter? But what I can tell you about me is I've walked the walk, I'm now talking the talk, and I want you to do the same. So as a transformational empowerment coach, that's exactly what it is. I'm going to help you transform yourself into the life you want to live or the person you want to be. And that's the big thing. Who do you really want to be? And empower you to make those steps to get there. So that's who I am in that world. But I'm also a corporate wellness facilitator that uses laughter, yoga, and Lego series play to get you into that creative juices and those happy hormones when you're in that corporate environment. Nervous system regulator, let's just say that. That is something that you just need to reach out and get on a connection call with me to learn what is a nervous system regulator. But that is something that I incorporate into all my shows and in with my clients is how to regulate themselves in their nervous system when they are trying to transform themselves and empower themselves. So let's talk about tonight's show because it's all about bold in surrender, brave in submission. Two key words. When you hear surrender and submission, do you cringe? Do you think of giving up or losing power? What if it's just the opposite? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I unpack the truth behind these words and invite you to see them in a brand new light. I reframe the heavy language of surrender and submission into powerful tools for healing, growth, and joy. My conversations elevate your perspective, exploring how surrender brings peace and release while choosing submissiveness to love, growth, or spirit becomes an act of courage. Are you ready to lean into the emotional elevator of life where you surrender, where your surrender becomes the button you press and the submission is the ride that takes you higher? So that is what tonight's show is all about. Now let me slow down my speech because I realize I'm running a mile a minute today. But it is that. I want to surrender within myself to kind of slow down, breathe within my body, and exhale. See, that is one of the first techniques I teach people, and that is all about surrendering and submissive to what does my body need in this moment. What I need in this moment is to surrender to myself. Surrender to the person I want to be. See, I too, when people over time and my clients, when I say, can you surrender that? And they're like, ugh! They get all, if you didn't watch me, I kind of tightened up and we all get, oh, I don't want to surrender. Or can you be submissive to that? And it's like, oh, not sure about that topic. Because a lot of people use those words in a negative tone. Well, what if you surrendered to what your body needs in the moment? And what right now my body needed was that moment to say, okay, I need to slow down. Because how good would it be in my show right now, tonight, if I just talk so fast, you weren't able to hear me. So I'm surrendering in this moment to be calm, be aware, be alert. And that's what this topic is about. And submissive, some people see that as some sexual connotations, but you can be submissive in life. When sometimes we walk away from situations or we set boundaries, that is being submissive to something that you crave for yourself. So think about that. Take a moment to now think about these words in a greater light, in a higher form, in a higher power. Because you can submit to something and still have your power, or be submissive and step into it and still be very powerful. The problem is we've used those words in a very negative fashion. So we see a negative connotation to the words. So I want to ask you right now, what could you surrender to and possibly be a little submissive to without giving up your power? Could it be to take this moment like I just did and take a breath and be present with me in this moment? And that has been a theme for a lot of my clients recently, is that role of being supportive by being submissive with somebody. Being supportive can be submissive or surrendering. But some of us and some of my clients have formed that negative around that, maybe because of something that was said to them in a structured environment, in a, I'm going to say this, and I know I could get some feedback from this, is a lot of us have heard it in the religious sector to surrender. And it's so forceful that we get that icky feeling inside. I don't want to surrender to anybody. But maybe if it was to surrender to the joy in your life, to surrender to a higher power that can lead you in life. How about that? There's another take on that. And that has been a topic of a client of mine, because they wanted to dive into, and that's why this became such a big topic for me, is these two big words. Why did it bring up these feelings whenever they heard it, that they want to go hide under the table or just want to lay in bed and curl up in a ball like an unborn embryo? Because there was times in their life where those words were used so negatively that it formed that context in their mind. But when they were able to talk through it and go, I can surrender to this, and then they realized they just used the word in a positive light. Because surrender is a form of letting go. When you surrender something, you're letting go. You're releasing something. And it doesn't have to be control. It doesn't have to be power. It can be you're just releasing, or release the control, but hold on to your power. Maybe I should have said that a little differently. It's about releasing the control of something. Because when, as I talked previous show, control is about insecurity and a false sense of safety or not feeling safe. But when you're able to surrender, what you're doing is you're letting go, but you're continuing to keep your power. You're releasing something, but you're still holding on to your power. Because if you are secure within yourself, or if you know you can feel safe, you can surrender to something. Because sometimes when we say surrender, it just means walking away. I surrender. And this was the topic of one of my other clients, is I'm surrendering to their behavior. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to release the chains that they have on me with their behavior or their substance use. That's a big thing. As people in the environment of the substance use disorder that I am now becoming certified in, hearing that word, surrender to the disease, It's release the control of that disease has on you and regain your power back. So think about that. Surrender in a different way, not giving away power, but it's giving away the control that that has on your power. When you hear it and you think that. And then submissive. Submissive just means to let go in the same way. Be submissive. Be powerful within yourself, but you don't have to be forceful. Because sometimes we see submissive as being cowardly. You can be very confident and be submissive. But we formed, because of our own insecurities, our own safeness within ourselves, negative connotation around these words. Some people, even in the religious realm, have heard be submissive to them. It's not saying bow down in some connotations. Sometimes it means just giving them a little bit of letting go of your control of something and letting them control it, but not you, because you still have your power. It's when you think that power and control are aligned. No, I can be submissive to my husband in some aspects, but that's, I'm not giving away my power to him. I'm not saying, okay, you've taken my power. That's not what that is. I'm just kind of releasing something that maybe is a false belief for me that I can't submit to him because of. And now by letting go of maybe that false belief or that insecurity, I can, in one sense, be submissive. I can tell you, I'm submissive to the yard work. I surrender and am submissive to yard work. I still have power. I still can go out and look at the beautiful yard we have, but I don't have to have control over that. I never wanted control over it, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where we can regain our power within ourselves and our security and our worthiness by letting go of what we see these words being. Very icky and controlling, but it's when you can release that side of it and see the lighter side of it. I surrendered in my healing. I absolutely surrendered in my healing. I became submissive to parts of my healing that I needed to just kind of allow those healing tools to infiltrate me so I could work on my healing. And that's where guiding my clients in that part of it is so powerful, is because they're learning that they have their power, but they can surrender, they can release to form new thoughts, new feelings, new beliefs within themselves. And they can be submissive to themselves while they're learning that. So have I shown you how you can take these negative words and turn them almost to a positive? And how this has truly been a theme. It was a theme of mine. And then it's so amazing how my clients, these are a theme of theirs. Can you surrender? Ugh, and have that tightness in your body? Because when you truly surrender, your shoulders relax. So if you're watching me, I'm relaxing my shoulders. I'm kind of relaxed within myself. And that is a form of submissiveness. I'm giving in to the surrendering of being confident within myself and secure and feeling safe and inviting in that joy and that happiness and the freedom. The freedom within myself. And we're going to go on that break. And you, of course, are listening or watching me. I am Sandy Bird. That's Sandy with those two E's and that B-Y-R-D. This is Emotional Elevator, and I am on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you want to work with me, like I say, conversation calls are always free. Just look up sandybird.com. You can email me at sandy@sandybird.com or Sandy Bird Coaching, Sandy at Emotional Elevator. There's so many ways you can find me, and also on social media, Sandy, of course, with those two E's and that B-Y-R-D. But let's go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I, of course, am the host here, Sandy Bird, with those two E's and that Y in Bird on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you are enjoying this show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Just search for Emotional Elevator. It would be so grateful, and this will assist me in getting the information out. And like I always tell people, please, if you find something valid or something you want to question with me on my show, you are more than happy to reach out to me. I actually enjoy those conversations I have with people when they want to ask me a question around my shows. And or you can reach out to me on social media, like I always say, it's Sandy with those two E's and that B-Y-R-D. But tonight's show has all been about surrender and submission. And what I kind of talked about was, when you surrender, it doesn't mean you're giving up your power. It means you're just releasing something that no longer serves you or that you no longer want to have control over you. A lot of us, as I went in the first half of the show, is that we got icky, we cringe and we whenever someone says surrender, because of maybe something when we were younger, someone said surrender. A lot of people in a church environment heard that surrender in a very dictational way. And now when we hear it, it gives us that icky feeling. But what if you surrender to things that no longer serve you? You're not giving up your power. The problem is we see it negative when we feel insecure within ourselves, or we don't feel safe. It's a fear based behind it. But when You surrender to healing. That was what I talked about. You end up transforming and empowering yourself. And then when we talk all about submissive, what if you were submissive to inviting joy in your life? It's all about what can you invite. When you're submissive, you're not giving away your power. It's you're allowing things inviting into your life because you're letting go of something else. Those words both can be about transforming your life. If you just surrender or you just give a vulnerability to be submissive to bring in joy, happiness, reclaim who it is you want to be. So there are some techniques I would love to give you. And one of the journaling prompts that I always like to do, what are you willing to submit to? Fear or love? Ego or purpose? And that is a journaling prompt whenever we're talking about surrendering or submitting to or being submissive to. What if you were submissive to joy versus fear? What if you were submissive to what your life purpose is versus your ego, what your ego has designed around that? What if you surrendered? What could you? What would you like? How about that? It's your journaling prompt. What would you like to surrender to in your life? Would you like to surrender to the fear you have? Would you like to surrender to something? One of the key things with my clients, and I practice with myself, is surrendering to what it is I want to do by myself. I'm releasing things that no longer serve me, and that's people pleasing and all having to do things whenever everybody else wants or what they don't want to do. But I surrender to feeling for myself or to self-loving. I surrender to my self-love care, and I do dates with myself. I date myself. I surrender to that. What is it I want to do? And that is a big part of transforming yourself, is surrendering to the things that no longer serve you. If it's people or places or things, let it go and regain the power you have. So think about that in that light. If you thought it, the next time you decide to purge maybe a closet or a space, say, I'm surrendering this, and do it with affirmation and intention. I surrender this. And change that thought process around that word surrender. Because you're letting something go that you no longer value. Maybe that's how I should have started this. Surrender is something that you no longer value that you want to release. I surrendered my old ways of thinking, my old beliefs. And I became submissive to what I wanted to invite in. Not my ego, not fear. I wanted to be submissive to joy, to happiness, to calm. Now I'd love to do a visual a little bit with you. If you were able to close your eyes and just visualize that you are stepping on an elevator, the emotional elevator, and the doors are about to close, what would you like to throw out the door? That's a form of surrender. So visualize you're in this elevator, the door's about to close. What would you like to throw out of the elevator? Now the doors are closed, you're in the middle floor. How about if you just keep your eyes closed and see where you go? And just submit to either going up on the elevator or down on the elevator. And not thinking down as being bad. Think of it as being you're just submitting to whatever is going to come to you. And now you can open your eyes. But think about any time you've gotten on an elevator and forgotten to push the button, and you're standing there and all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, I meant to go up, but I'm going down. And you just went, okay, now I got to push the button. That's a form of submission to something at hand. There are so many techniques right now I could give you within surrendering and submitting or submission, but I want you to come up with your own techniques that can help you reprogram what surrender means. Or maybe you knew this all along. Maybe you knew that surrender was about releasing things that have no value to you. And being submissive is just letting go of control or fear or ego. Submitting to bring something of value into your life, like joy, happiness. So that's what tonight's topic has been all about, is what would you like to surrender to? What would you boldly like to submit to? And there were so many techniques I could give you around this, but I would like for you to maybe re-listen to this and think about what I've said about surrender and submission and how they aren't those icky negative words. I can tell you, my clients, maybe we're the only ones out there, but I can tell you, people used to say, oh, surrender. Oh, I can't surrender. Or be submissive. When you've come from any trauma where you felt submissive, that can be an icky word to you. But when you can change the process around it and your thoughts and your beliefs around it, they become positive words within your life. And that's what I want to get people to see, is that everything that we have seen, maybe we have a false belief or value around words and feelings and thoughts, but we can always reprogram ourselves to change them to positive. To take out the negative connotation and bring in the positive. So that's what tonight has been about. And I am surrendering to anyone who wants to reach out to me and get on a call. Because every conversation call with me is free. And think about every time you breathe. Because I started talking about breath. Think about every time you breathe. You're surrendering to your breath. You're being submissive to the breath you have. When you decide to do a breath count, maybe the box breath, you're surrendering your breath to be submissive to a new way of breathing. Food for thought. But journaling prompts, releasing it, doing guided meditation where you can visually maybe see yourself releasing something that no longer serves you, so surrendering to it, or being submissive and taking it out. And think about if you went into work and surrendered into that project or asked for help by being submissive a little bit. Think about that in your own life. And thank you for joining me tonight. I am Sandy Berg here on the Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. And you can always reach out to me, sandyberg.com, sandy@sandyberg.com, sandybergcoach@gmail. But what would you like to surrender to, submit to, so that you can ride the elevator to the penthouse suite? Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.